Today I'm going to talk to you about material things. They surround us all the time. We can't get out of the material world that we live in because the material world literally was given to us by God so that we could know Him, that we could love Him, that we could serve Him, follow Him. We could know every little thing about Him that the material world around us gives us. But we have to see the material world in its proper light. It is a tool. It is something that we use. Everything around us we can use for either good or for bad. When God created the world, He created it good. One of the problems I see is that people correlate everything with God. In other words, if someone gets sick, why did God give me this sickness? Or if they're, why does God do this to me? If they suffer any kind of poverty, or if it's storming and there's a tornado, why did God allow this? God doesn't give us these things. God didn't create tsunamis or earthquakes or lightning strikes or storms or cancer or AIDS or anything like that. You and I created that stuff. Because sin brought even death into the world. God didn't even give us death. We have to stop this whole false idea that God punishes His people. He doesn't. We punish ourselves. It is God who has the power and the goodness and the grace to help us through it and can lift us out of it if we simply seek to follow His will. The material world around us is a beautiful thing. In itself, it was created good. It is mankind that messes things up. A home can either be a beautiful place or it can be a brothel. A theater can either present beautiful things or horrible things. It's what the will of man does when it touches things that makes them either good or bad. And that's what we have to understand. Is that it is our responsibility to make things good, to add to them that beautiful human element that raises them higher than their natural state. We infuse into the world around us by the lives we live, by the words we say, by our actions. We infuse into creation a divine element because you and I have been given that divine element through baptism. And when we have that divine element, we are able to infuse that, to give that, to instill within those around us and within creation around us that divine element. A candle can be used to start a fire, or it can be used for heat, it could be used for light, or it may be used to give glory to God. Clothing can be used to show the world modesty and goodness. Or it can be used to tear down modesty, to embarrass, or to shame. We have it within our power, the ability to take the world that God has given us and make it what we will. But that will must be united with the will of the Father, because that is the will that seeks our happiness. If I seek any other will other than God's, what am I really searching for? Whatever I desire outside of God's will never make me happy. I mean, think of it. Of all the things that you've acquired in life, has anything made you happy? A couple minutes. I mean, who isn't happy? You get a new car, smells so good. Well, then it lasts what? A couple months? What about the first scratch you get on it? Well, then that's it. Then what are you doing? What does next year's model look like? It's with everything that we have. We think it's going to make us happy. Oh, you get a bigger house, bigger and better house. You're going to add a new addition. I don't know how many times you can add an addition. You fill that up with junk, too. And then all of a sudden you say, if I only had another little room I could add on, another little space, another little cubbyhole, another container, so I can put my stuff in it. But does any of it make us happy? It can't. It cannot make us happy because things were not intended to be the cause of our happiness. Whether you have things or not is irrelevant to your happiness because happiness is a choice. Material things, God didn't give them to you because that's going to be what's going to make you happy. It's how you use them that makes you happy. In other words, you entering into created reality truly brings forth that joy within. They can't make you happy in themselves. You might be tricked into thinking that they do for a short period of time, but in reality, after you've got something for a while, that joy or that happiness fades into the distance. Then you're left with you. And either you're going to be happy or you're going to be miserable. But as I've said before, misery and happiness are choices. Nobody can make you miserable. Nobody can make you happy. You might think they can, but that's only because you're giving them power over you. Take the power back and choose to be happy. If you choose to be filled with joy, whether you got stuff or not, you will be happy. Because nothing can make us happy. No one can make us happy. I got to tell you that. Because so many people, they think, oh, she's going to make me happy. Oh, yeah, that's what you expect from a wife? You got another guest coming. Because that's not her job. And it's not the husband's job to make you happy. You got to be happy already. Otherwise, you're bringing your own misery into your relationship. And so you've got to choose to be joyful. You've got to choose to look and use the things that you surround you and make them good, make them holy. And there is a rule of thumb. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus gives us the answer. It's to seek the will of the Father in everything. Because the will of the Father, as I've said before, is your happiness and my happiness. It's our peace. It's our total joy. And not only is it our total joy here, but what we begin here, we continue for all eternity in heaven. We have to begin our heaven now. Don't wait for some magic moment after death. We have to make heaven on this earth. I'm not talking about some utopia where everybody has everything they want and, oh, we're taken care of from cradle to grave. Oh, get over it. Nobody's going to be taken care of from cradle till grave. Don't trust anybody else to make you happy, because that isn't their responsibility, nor is it their job. It's your job. It's my job to make me happy, to choose joy, to choose goodness. And the more I choose the good that God has revealed to me through His most holy will, the more I choose to live according to the moral principles established by Christ Jesus and His church, the happier I am. I can't help but be happy. The whole world might be falling around me, but I still have that joy. Nobody can take it from me, no matter how hard they try. And I have to tell you, a lot of people try. They always say, when I was a kid, they used to say, misery loves company. And boy, I'll tell you, I know some miserable people. And they want everybody else to be just like them. Don't give them that power over you. You keep that joy. You keep that peace of soul by following always the will of God, our most loving and affectionate Father. Choose to be happy. Choose to look around you and use the things and the beauty that God has given you. See in it the voice. See in it the gift of God our Father. See in everything that is around you the beauty that is God Himself. For it is possible to find God in the created world. St. Thomas Aquinas gives us a number of ways we can come to know God through nature, through the world that surrounds us, without even divine revelation, because God created the world and He left a little bit of Himself in everything that He created. Everything He touched, you can see Him, you can touch Him, you can hear Him, you can taste Him, you can know Him. Don't allow the world or the things of the world to steal from you the joy that is God-given.